4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. We're going to take a little break here from the world of politics and jump into the sports arena, shall we? Rich Campbell joins me now, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm great, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Your headline caught me this morning. Trade up with Rams, draft RG3, and enjoy the ride. Wishful thinking or a real possibility?
Well, I think it's both. I think there's a lot of reasons for Redskin fans to really want this to happen, and I went through some of them in the column this morning, and I do think it's there's a possibility because Robert Griffin makes a lot of sense for this Redskins team. They need a quarterback. They need a dynamic playmaker. They need something to invigorate the fan base, put people in the seats because they've had some problems with that. It just seems like, you know, as long as Mike Shanahan signs off on Robert Griffin's football ability, which a lot of people around the league are doing, it seems like a pretty easy decision.
All right. Robert Griffin recently showed his stuff at the NFL Scouting Combine. This guy, he's serious, isn't he?
Yeah. He ran a 4.41 second 40-yard dash. And, of course, playing quarterback is not all about running the 40-yard dash,
yeah,
but can make all the throws on the field. And that's the most important thing. If you watch his highlight reels and his game tape, he can throw the deep ball. He can throw on the run. He knows how to go through progressions. The key is Mike Shanahan determining whether Griffin can read NFL defenses and exploit some of these windows in an NFL secondary. You know, there's a lot of tight spaces in a defensive backfield. Can Griffin anticipate receivers getting open? And a lot of that stuff can be coached as well. So it seems like Mike Shanahan, you know, you throw in Griffin's military background and the fact that he's been on the dean's list at Baylor, it seems like Mike Shanahan would jump at the chance to work with this kid.
Yeah. What would a deal with the Rams have to look like to get this done?
Well, ESPN reported on Monday that it would take a deal similar to the one that the New York Giants and San Diego Chargers pulled off in 2004 when the Giants traded up from fourth to first and drafted Eli Manning. So, within that framework, you're talking about them swapping first-round picks this year, so the Redskins would move from sixth to second.
Right.
You have to throw in their first-rounder next season, which would sting. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And probably some lesser picks, maybe the second-rounder this year and a couple of others. So it would be expensive, but you have to consider what you're getting. And the Redskins have been searching for a franchise quarterback for more than 20 years. And they've tried a couple of different players, Jason Campbell, Heath Shuler, Patrick Ramsey, and it's time for them to try again because they're stuck at the bottom of the league right now and not going anywhere until they get that quarterback solved.
Yeah, and you and I have talked in the past, though. It's not a one-man team. You know, can they build the team around this guy?
Yeah, because they've got a lot of salary cap space right now. They've got over $40 million under the expected number, and with free agency starting up on March 13th, they have a chance to go out and add some more pieces. Bruce Allen and Eric Schaefer, their salary cap guy over at Redskins Park, they've done a great job of navigating the uncapped year, putting a lot of money in that season, and now they've got this flexibility where they could go out and really add. And I know there are people at Redskins Park who want to see this team be aggressive in spending money and add some players, kind of live up to that reputation of Washington not being afraid to spend to add playmakers to their team. And if they can do that and you go out and draft Robert Griffin, suddenly you've got an offense that looks pretty good.
Has anyone talked to Robert Griffin about this that you're aware of? Any kind of response from him?
What, that he might come to Washington?
Yeah.
He mentioned at the scouting combine he was aware that teams are interested in trading up to get him, and he specifically mentioned the West Coast offense and Mike Shanahan, and said all the right things. You know, it'd be great to work with a guy like that. I mean, Griffin is a smart guy. He knows Mike Shanahan's history, winning the two Super Bowls with Denver and even one in San Francisco as an offensive coordinator. So I think if you're Robert Griffin, you're just hoping anybody jumps up the second and drafts you there because you know you're going to be set with a pretty good contract at that point. And, you know, Mike Shanahan's would give him, you know, a chance to work with a guy who's established and, you know, has coached great quarterbacks like Steve Young and Elway and has won Super Bowls.
Yeah. What kind of money could Robert Griffin command? Do you know?
I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. It's all slotted now because of the rookie wage scale, which is another reason the Redskins would be more willing to trade up. Is that,
yeah,
that second pick isn't as expensive as it used to be. I think Cam Newton at number one last year got $23 million guaranteed, and that's opposed to the $50 million guaranteed that Sam Bradford got. And so these contracts in the old system were just unbelievable. Guys that had never played a down of NFL football being the highest-paid players in the league, and the system was broken. And that was one of the things about the new collective bargaining agreement that both sides acknowledged and they fixed. So you're likely to see more trades in that top 10 because teams can jump up there, like the Redskins can jump from 6th to 2nd, and the salary they'd have to take on isn't that big of a hit.
Yeah. $20 million bucks, you know, or thereabouts. I don't know how anyone could live on that kind of money, do you?
No, neither do I. In fact, you know, lucky for him, there's a couple of shoe companies out there that I think Robert Griffin's already latched onto Adidas, so I think he'll find a way to get dressed in the morning and put some food on his table.
Right. I got a funny feeling the Redskins can afford him if they want to go that route. All right, now, one other note, and you mentioned this in the story. This guy would be a long-term investment. Shanahan may not be. Is there another motive? Is there a motive to build a team, perhaps for a legacy or for his son, for that matter?
Well, absolutely. And you would have to just consider, maybe you don't look at it like that. You look at it the other way around. If Mike Shanahan has success here and does set up a sustainable product, then Kyle Shanahan could take over in the long run. But, you know, the point I was really trying to make is that so many people who have followed the Redskins for the past 10 or 15 years, they've seen the Redskins trade away draft picks and really mortgage the future for guys that haven't panned out.
Right.
And my thinking with Mike Shanahan is because there's no guarantee he's going to be here next year or the year after that, he can't be concerned with mortgaging the future. It has to be a win-now situation for him, because if he's holding on to that 2013 first-rounder thinking, what's going to happen next year, and then if he has a bad season and isn't brought back, he's going to be stuck with that first-round pick in his pocket on the street. So there's plenty of reasons to see why he would just go ahead and push all his chips in on this and move for Griffin.
And you think Griffin would start immediately?
That's a great question. It's funny because Griffin, when we were in Indianapolis at the scouting combine last week, talked about the playing behind Peyton Manning. He was asked this question in the context of Manning being with the Colts, and Griffin said, you know, I would hold that clipboard with pride. Well, what if that ended up being in Washington? The Redskins could still go out and sign Peyton Manning to a contract that doesn't include a lot of guaranteed money because of his injury situation. Then they could still go out and get Griffin and have those two compete, or they could still go out and sign a veteran like Kyle Orton or even bring Rex Grossman back. John Beck is under contract. Let them compete. And Shanahan, as we know, is all about competition, doesn't like handing anybody a job.
Yeah.
But Griffin is talented enough to win it, so if Griffin did start, it's because he's the best quarterback out there.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Keep me posted if you hear any rumblings on it, will you?
Will do.
All right, thanks, Rich.
All right, see you, Andy.
See you. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter.